Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting second. The right fielder, Woody Held. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Mike DeLahaz. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jerry Kindle. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mudcat Grant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mudcat Grant. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting second. The first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Al Weiss. Batting eighth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. And now, play ball. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Weiss fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is called out on strikes. One out. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. DeLahaz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike DeLahaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLahaz hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McGraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman takes first base on ball four. Kindle moves to second. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell takes first base on ball four. Ward moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Ward moves to third. Two outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss bunts towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Held hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Held for the out. Francona moves to second. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kirkland for the out. Francona moves to third. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Whitfield, and towards De La Haas, who fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering, for the out. One out. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Peters for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitfield strikes out. One out. Mike De La Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. De La Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. De La Haas takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. De La Haas moves to second. Two outs. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Neiman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Maxwell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0-for-1 in the game. Grant hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Francona strikes out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Held hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-2 in the game. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox misplays the ball. That's an error on Fox. Held moves to third. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-2 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiss takes first base on ball 4. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Weiss moves to third. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-1 in the game. Peters strikes out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-2 in the game. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Martin moves to second. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. McCraw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Weiss scores. Martin scores. Landis moves to third. It's 3-0, White Sox. Sam McDowell now pitching. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitfield is called out on strikes. One out. Mike DeLahaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLahaz is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, DeLahaz hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. DeLahaz reaches second base with a double. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Neiman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Mike Hershberger pinch hits for Charlie Maxwell. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hershberger moves to third. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Weiss bunts towards first. Whitfield fields the ball and throws to McDowell covering. Safe. Hershberger scores. Fox moves to second. It's 4 to nothing, White Sox. Pedro Ramos now pitching. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Whitfield, and towards De La Haz, who fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering, for the out. Fox moves to third. Weiss moves to second. Two outs. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 2 in the game. Peters hits a line drive towards first. Whitfield reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Hershberger now playing right field. Floyd Robinson now playing left field. Pedro Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos strikes out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Held hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. McCraw hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops it up and throws to first, with Ramos covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 3 in the game. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 3 in the game. Alves hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 3 in the game. Whitfield strikes out. Martin drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Whitfield out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 1 in the game. Hershberger strikes out. There goes Ward. The throw from Niemann to second, and Ward is out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. DeLaha scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mike DeLahas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLahas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. DeLahas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kindle hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Green pinch hits for Cal Niemann. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. DeLahas moves to second. Joe Adcock pinch hits for Pedro Ramos. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Luplau pinch runs for Gene Green. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.